2005, 2006, you led a retreat at Abhayagiri, basically talking about the breath. The whole retreat was on the breath, and Debbie's now turning that into a book. And just in conversation, you mentioned that you're going to be, it's not just going to be all those teachings from then, but you'll add how your understanding of breath meditation has changed in the last 15 or 20 years.
Yeah, 15, almost 20 years.
Yeah,
well, I mean, it changed. I mean, you know, if you actually live skillfully, you actually mature and grow up.
As do your meditation practices.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Becomes a bit more clear. It's a natural. And it's the images that the Buddha gives of the kind of the naturalness of the sutta where the rain falling on the mountain and then it gathering in little rivulets and then it gathering in little streams and then gathering it has a naturalness to it that is you're not having to fight. It's not as if you have to fight against Mara and fight against the defilements. It's like that like Lopasa meant, well, I know you, Mara. It's not, the clarity is there and things fall away.